It's EV News Briefly for Friday, 22nd of March. Everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got half an hour for the full show. And Patreon supporters get the episodes first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. BMW unveiled their Vision Neue Klasse X concept. We've seen the sedan version of this, and now the SAV version. The design inspiration is taken from their historical Neue Klasse name back in the 1960s, and they say that this is equally important to the future of the company. Ditching prismatic cells for the new cylindrical ones, 800 volt architecture, bi-directionality, vehicle to load, home and vehicle to grid with the new BMW DC wall box on the side of your home, a new brand face, yes, gone is the big kidney grill for the BMW electric models, overall efficiency up by 25%, drag down by 20%. CEO Oliver Zipser saying that this is a huge point in BMW's history, cutting edge computer power inside that they're very proud of to reduce all of the delays inside the system and rethink what an electric car should be. Goes into production 2025. If I call this the electric X3, that makes a lot more sense. They've called it a concept, but don't worry about that. This is the electric X3, and it's going to be a massive seller, and it's a huge vehicle. Oh, by the way, it looks really cool as well. Let's talk about Cupra entering the US market. Cupra is the sporty bit of Seat, which is the Spanish bit of VW. Span out a couple of years ago, maybe more than that, actually, and they are going to enter the US, North America, with two electric vehicles, starting with an electric Formentor and an electric SUV. GM says they will escalate their Ultium EV production after overcoming challenges, and they really need to as well, by the way, because last year nearly all of their EV sales were the Bolt, and that has now been killed. And so, with Ultium EV sales last year below 14,000 units, the only way can be up, can't it? Ford is unveiling a new plug-in hybrid version of their Tourneo. That is their MPV. So you need to move people around on electric power. You can do. Nice big battery in this, and 50 kilowatt DC fast charging, but a 68-mile range. And it gets better. Another plug-in hybrid announced today, the GLC C-Class. The GLC 350e is a new model, and that adds 134 horsepower motor with a 25 kilowatt hour battery for 81 miles of range in the US market. And, you know, a plug-in hybrid with decent range, you can't argue against that, as long as people plug them in, of course. Otherwise, it's pointless carrying around a big old battery. It just increases your emissions. If you do use this, how it should do, we're getting into sensible mileage territory now with plug-in hybrids, aren't we? VW showed off their ID. Buzz GTX. Now, this will come to America as the all-wheel drive, but won't be branded GTX, but otherwise the same vehicle, minus some of the kind of fancy red stitching inside and stuff and the GTX-y bits. But otherwise, it gets the new electric drive system from the ID.7 GTX, the so-called AP550 rear motor. And it gets another, complemented by 80 kilowatt front motor, which will disconnect for efficiency unless it's needed for all-wheel drive power. Bigger battery, 79 kilowatt hour, up from 77 for the standard wheelbase. The big wheelbase gets 86 kilowatt hours, 0 to 100 kph, that's 62 miles an hour in 6.5 seconds. But why? Why have a really hot version of a family minivan? Well, if you need the range, the bigger battery, and no one says no to a bit of extra power sometimes, this kind of is the perfect van life solution for families who want a fun vehicle to drive. And so, no mileage, it's sort of WLTP EPA numbers I can give you on this, but we'll certainly look forward to that vehicle coming out this year. The first V4 Tesla superchargers rolled out by non-Tesla seems to be in the world here in the UK, in Uttoxeter, at an Asda station. The BP deal I told you about recently, but they have secured a supply of V4 superchargers, and they're rolling them out, like I say, here under the EG Group. And finally, EU EV sales are up, increasing 12% of the total passenger car sales last month in February.